When I am successful with my offerings, it is usually for either older sound or character. That is what I must concentrate on. Here is a brief clip from a novel by Stephen Fry. "He most certainly is not my enemy," said Trefusis. "Not unless I say so. He may dearly want to be my enemy. He may beg on bended knee for open hostility of the most violent kind. But it takes two to tangle. I choose my own enemies." "My name is Sherlock Holmes. It is my business to know what other people do not know. I abhor the dull routine of existence. I crave for mental exaltation. That is why I have chosen my own particular profession, or rather created it, for I am the only one in the world. It is a capital mistake to theorize before one has data. Insensibly, one begins to twist facts to suit theories, instead of theories to suit facts."
"He is in great fear, not knowing what mighty one may suddenly appear, wielding the ring, and assailing him with war, seeking to cast him down and take his place. That we should wish to cast him down and have no one in his place is not a thought that occurs to his mind. That we should try to destroy the ring itself has not yet entered into his darkest dream."
"A bizarre, bulbous fellow, who ate with relish the inner organs of beasts and fowls. He liked thick giblet soup, nutty gizzards, a stuffed roast heart, liver slices fried with crust crumbs, fried hencod's rose. Most of all, he liked grilled mutton kidneys, which gave to his palate a fine tang of faintly scented urine." Charles Dickens. Father Time is not always a hard parent, and though he tarries for none of his children, often lays his hand lightly upon those who have used him well, making them old men and women inexorably enough, but leaving their hearts and spirits young and in full vigour. With such people, the grey head is but the impression of the old fellow's hand in giving them his blessing, and every wrinkle but a notch in the quiet calendar of a well-spent life.